Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I've really just been on a wonderful, wonderful several weeks. And I think maybe it started with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith coming here. You know, they were closely associated with J.R. Goodwin, and we called her Mama Goodwin, and Reverend Goodwin we called Papa. When I first came and was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1967, these giants, really, of moving in the Holy Spirit and His gifts, were in a meeting with Kenneth E. Hagin, where they met mostly. We were denominational people meeting for the first time, the charismatic move. And I saw such outstanding manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it was said by experts of the day, Dr. Howard Carter and Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, that Papa and Mama Goodwin had the church in Pasadena, Texas. They pastored there 28 years. That in their church, the gifts of the Spirit operated with more frequency and better order than any place else, Howard Carter said, in the whole world. And so Joe Jordan and Ron Smith were closely associated with them. And we were just in a meeting out here at Prayer Mountain. We invited whoever wanted to come could come, but we could only take the first 200 registrants. And so we spent a week together. We had morning meetings, we had afternoon meetings, and then we ate together at noon. And we reached such marvelous places in the Holy Spirit. The day they left, I was invited to come down. Already I knew it was going to happen, to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's, where I made with Gloria 2 weeks television broadcast. And she said, Billy, she had told me this before, what do you want to teach on? And I said, I'll be so full with the Holy Spirit. After that meeting with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, we'll just have to talk about the Holy Spirit. So I am just back from there. I came back from there yesterday. Those 2 weeks are going to be broadcast in October. And then today, out here on Prayer Mountain, I'm taping this on Wednesday before you'll be hearing it on Monday. We had our noontime prayer. We have live prayer all over the world every noon on Wednesdays, Central Time. So I am just in a place right now of appreciating the Holy Spirit and His role as our helper. And I want to begin today where I began when I did some teaching recently, with the book of Esther. Now, Esther, you know that the Jews were in captivity. They had been, they were dispersed. And the first ones to rule over them were the Babylonians, but now they're under the Persians in the book of Esther. And the Persian king, over a vast kingdom that covered most of the known world, really, at that time, his wife Vashti did not please him in a certain way, so he deposed her from being the queen and sent a search throughout all the land. And the most beautiful girl that he found and woman that he wanted was, her Jewish name was Hadassah, means myrtle, like we have the myrtle tree, but then they changed her name to Esther. And so he picked her to be the queen. But even the queen in those days of the Persians, they were like in a harem type situation with a eunuch over the harem. And there came a man, a very evil man. His name was Haman. He wouldn't even have been alive if Saul had obeyed God. You know, the Lord told Saul to kill the king of the Amalekites, Agag or Agag, but he didn't do it. And this is one of the descendants of that king, Haman. And he was an instrument of the devil. The people who are trying to destroy the Jews today are instruments of Satan. And Haman was an instrument of Satan who had a plan to destroy, kill all the Jews in the Persian Empire. Now Esther, she's in this situation where she's in the harem as the queen, but in a harem. And her relative, some say her uncle, some say her cousin, but Mordecai comes to her and tells her of this evil plan. And we're going to pick it up with Esther chapter 4 and verse 10. Again, Esther spake unto Hatach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces because Mordecai had asked her to go to the king. So he had to ask through this chief over the harem. And so she says, give my relative Mordecai this message. Chapter 4, verse 11. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there's one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king should hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king for 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? That verse has been quoted, and it is the heart cry of many, many people who believe that God has given them a task to do in this earth, and He has given us tasks. He has calls upon our lives. And with my own life, I've thought about that. Who knows whether you, Billy Brim, are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I happen to believe that I'm here at the right time. I happen to believe I was born at the right time. I'm the right age. I've had the right experiences. I've sat under the right ministers. And across the table from me, technically putting this radio program together, is my 21-year-old grandson, Brandon. So I believe he came to the kingdom at the right time. He's the right age. He needs whatever it is the youth have, whatever, and for his specific call. But I need whatever I have to share with him. And that's one of the things, you know, we've got coming up this great, it's the 10th annual Champions for Christ Youth Rally that Chip has. And every year I speak to those young people at that rally. And I believe that I have things to share with them that they need to hear from someone my age with the mentors I've had. And they like me. But we thought about it, Chip and I, when we first began this, my coming there, because he gets other great, you know, youth speakers, Steve Munns and Go Ministries, and then he has Jeremy Pearson's, and so they have people, you know, there. But I speak to them because here's what we saw in the Word of God. Daniel was a young man when he was carried off into captivity, Babylonian captivity. But it says he was of the royal family, the seed royal, it calls him. Well, that means he'd been brought up in the palace. And the prophets in those days, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all them, they made their prophecies down at the palace or near the temple, for the most part. And he would have heard Jeremiah's prophecies. So he knew what to do when he got over in captivity. He had heard everything God said about going in there through Jeremiah. And then he himself, whenever he got to be an older man and he saw the first phase of that prophecy fulfilled, he went back to the writings of Jeremiah and he prayed according to those. So I'm the right age. I believe I've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I believe that you, wherever you are, you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And the one to help you fulfill your place in the kingdom of God is the one who helped Esther. Now that was her relative Mordecai who told her that. So she answers back in verse 15, chapter 4, 15. Then Esther bade them return to Mordecai this answer. Go, assemble all the Jews who are present in Shushan, that was the capital of the Persian kingdom, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I will, and my maidens will fast likewise. So will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him, reading right on into chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day, it was actually the third day of Passover, that Esther, now here's King James, I'm reading a King James. Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house, and the king sat on his throne. Well, we know the story. He did, as she approached him, even though not bidden, he did put forth his golden scepter And she touched the end of it with her hand. And of course, you know that the Jews in the book of Esther, God gave her the plan for delivering them and saving them. But I wanted you to read that. And I read Art Scrolls a lot, the Hebrew translation of the Bible. And in the Art Scrolls, now let's look at the King James again. And we're going to leave out the italicized part. You know that italics are put in, they're not in the original text, but they're put in to help us understand. But here, if we're reading the King James, it says, Esther put on her royal apparel. Her and apparel are in italics. So if we left those two words out, it would say in the King James, Esther put on royal. In the Art Scrolls translation into English, they translated it, Esther donned or put on royalty. And the Talmud, which is the oral tradition of the Jews written, the Talmud says this. The word royalty refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. In other words, the Holy Spirit. So what the Talmud tells us is Esther put on the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can put him on. It reminds me of the New Testament scripture in Romans, which says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. We are to put on the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit through whom Esther did everything she did to save the Jews. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told she put on the Holy Spirit. Everything Esther did, she did through the power of the Holy Ghost. And anything that you and I do, we're going to do through the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, he operated not. This is from Dr. John D. Shiver's book, The Person of the Holy Spirit. The true secret of the ministry of Jesus while he was on the earth was not in his divinity as the Son of God, but rather in his yielding as the Son of Man to the Holy Spirit who was with him. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about putting on the Holy Spirit and moving in the Holy Spirit this week. Be sure, if your young people are not yet signed up to go to Champions for Christ here in Branson, Missouri, just give us a call at 1-800-972-3447 and get your youth group or get your young person enrolled. They'll have a wonderful time with everything in Branson. But oh, what a spiritual meeting it is. Champions for Christ. I have some wonderful books I'm going to be talking about, and tomorrow I'm going to read from Reese Howell's Intercessor. If you'd like to order it by phone, we'll give it to you for $10. And this is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks.